is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Bahamas Air, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Gold Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation. Smile like I'm fine, brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed, spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme, lyrics so sick with it, set the standard in Atlanta, how to get it. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest. Point blank period. Whether I still live in the hood or just visit, whatever you can do in the hood, I done did it. That's why the dope boys and the misfits feel it. This still is city long as Tip living. Listen,
I ain't did no, I ain't done no, and I ain't run. That's right. Go tell them, T.I. It's Monday. Yeah, you catch me, Mr. Producer. Yeah, you catch me. You and Pearly stinking like that, but that's okay. It's your boy, Naughty, along with the love of my wife, MJ, in your company right up until 6 p.m. It is the Monday, March 31st edition of Talking
Heads. Party, and you're singing dead loud, and then the DJ cut the music.
Yeah. You got me on that one, Mr. Producer, running out now. All right, okay. You know I was famous for prank phone calls back in the day, right? You better be careful how you answer the phone before 4 o'clock next week. That's what I can say.
Oh, goodness.
But MJ, let me ask you. Weren't we just talking about the Ides of March are upon us?
Yeah.
The Ides or the Ides of March done blinked twice and gone.
Yeah, March is, I mean, tomorrow March 31st. Is literally April 1st, right? Well, obviously April Fool's Day. That's what everybody thinks about.
Yeah, in April, I think more of April 20th, but nonetheless.
And then the VAT to 5% starts tomorrow. Mm. I mean, come on, I'll take every penny.
I will.
Take every nickel, every dime. We'll take it all.
As Al Green said, change nickels, dimes, and quarters.
The only thing I can take is not understanding what we, the people, supposed to do in terms of the prime minister saying we need to back him so we could get that all the way down to zero on food at least.
You know, some old people might mistake that for, he want us back him, eh? Let me back him like when coconut. Oh, he want us back him, eh? Oh, sorry. So I could back him now, but I don't know about backing you. We'll get to that. All right. So, you know how to chime in. And if you want to chime in, we've got lots to talk about. Obviously, Roscoe, but we got to talk about Abaco, the situation there with the fires in Grand Bahama, what's going on there. And many things to talk about, including the statement regarding the fires by the PM. Sufficient research. We'll get to that. If you want to chime in and be a talking head, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Tax lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for Fresh News Smart Talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Like I said, MJ, we got lots to talk about, and it starts with the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Big headline brought to you, of course, by all the headlines brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Be sure to check them out. New arrivals in stock, both locations. Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday
through Saturday. Check them out online, findthreads.com. See the new arrivals in stock. You can even do your shopping online and then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. Big headline in The Guardian today. Fires ravage Grand Bahama. Sufficient resources were available, Davis says. Now, before you do it, let me do it. I am officially calling BS, capital BS, because last Tuesday, while Freeport was burning, Sarah Kirkman and Darren Cooper gave us the updates and let us know about the fire truck situation and lack thereof.
So remind us, what did they say about the fire truck
situation? They had two operable fire trucks. One has to take care of the airport. One was that. I mean, come on. And they sent a new one down, so maybe they had three. But Grand Bahama needs at least six fire trucks. You're from Grand Bahama. You know the vast size of Grand Bahama. You know the settlements. I mean, come on. You need one in West End.
And not only is it big because...
Ukiah. I mean, look at me. Rolling up.
Not only is it big, it feels big, right?
Correct.
So, for example, from about here where we are right now...
Guardian in Oaksville.
Guardian in Oaksville, Carter Street.
Correct.
From here to about, let's say, out east and so forth, it's about 7 miles, right? From Freeport to 8 Mile Rock is about 8 miles. But it feels much
longer. I've driven it with you. It feels longer.
Right.
The only time I remember going from Lukiah to 8 Mile Rock in about 15 minutes. One time from a good brethren, Charles Nelson Turnquest, a.k.a. the Mighty Pencil. Way back in the day, we had a function down there, and I don't know how Benson did it, but I know he did it. But that's the only time it ever took me 15 minutes or so to get there. Every other time.
And it's because the settlements, like, in between aren't really, like, fully as developed as they could be.
Correct.
So maybe when you're able, in some places, to draw from resources from surrounding communities, it's a little bit different when you're not as developed.
And especially with ambulances, you need a set, fixed vehicle to take care of... It don't make no sense driving 40 minutes to get there and then 40 minutes back. Hello.
And then with the fires, I mean.
But this what got my goat right here. As we see pictures, not that we didn't see pictures last Tuesday from the Grand Bahama News. Videos from the Grand Bahama News. All over the weekend, updates from the Grand Bahama News. And from Darren Cooper as well. Pictures today. Members of the Freeport Players Guild Board put out flames that surrounded the Regency on Friday.
Right.
Members of the Freeport Players. Okay, so. If you got members of the Players Guild putting out flames around the Regency Theater, Mr. Prime Minister, I got to call BS. Resources weren't available.
And in the other daily, you see, you know...
So why you want to gaslight people? Terminology. Gaslight?
Actually, yeah, pretty good.
And talk this mumbo-jumbo about if resources were available, the fires would be out. We wouldn't be having this problem. We wouldn't be having this conversation. And you wouldn't be sounding like an old Sugar Hill... gang beat to the hap, to the hap, hop, hop, to the hap, see what had hap, hop, happened to the hop. No. Obviously, resources weren't available. Sorry, BS.
In the other daily, they talk about how children from the Grand Bahama Children's Home had
Correct.
To flee. You have Bahamians giving testimony about how they lost everything. You know, they left, got back, everything was gone.
And it's not just Grand Bahama that's burning. It's Abaco as well. Now, we've got reports that 80% of the fires have been put out. Okay,
right.
That's fine. But we know how 80% of those fires got put out. Roscoe and the crew down there that have always put out the fires with the Abaco Fire Department. Yeah, it's a water truck that they designed because the fire engine wasn't working down there. And if they got a fire engine, they still got their water trucks and they got 80% of the fire put out. But listen, I see... One MP from Abaco making a statement, we'll get to that headline, and it's a valid statement regarding suicides, but where was the talk about Abaco's fires? Where was from the other one who's been quiet ever since that certain... Anyway, you leave that. Where's the report? Where's the update? If one could talk suicide, the other one need to talk fire. And don't say 80% put out. Let us know that they have been put out. Let us know that you did your due diligence and removed the debris from the shanty towns that have been knocked down going on over a year. Those are wooden frames, wooden structures. There's a lot of combustible material there. Material there. Remove it. It should have been removed. But now you know you got a fire and fire's blazing. Well, duh. Why don't we remove the flammable debris so it don't make the fire worse? How far in your kudos do some of y'all have your heads embedded?
And then you have the National Security Minister, Mr. Wayne Monroe, speaking about how climate change is fueling earlier and more intense fire season. Well, are we making the appropriate adjustments. If you're dealing with an earlier fire season, you're dealing with more intense fires, your resources should increase, you know what I mean, commensurate with the amount of fires you expect and the intensity of these fires. You should be deploying even more. The Prime Minister saying that there's sufficient or enough just doesn't ring true, because we see what is happening in these islands,
yeah, but
and we see that they do not have the resources.
MJ, I sometimes
for a more intense fire season.
I sometimes give the PM the benefit of the doubt with his misspeaks. Is that the correct way to say it?
Misspeaks.
He misspeaks often, but sometimes I say, you know what? That may be your chairman, because he used to be the de facto leader of that party. So at the end of the day, he may say something, he may say something, and we get to misspeak. But here, clearly, when you go on record with nobody else to blame, or sufficient resources were available, Davis says.
Like I said, the Minister of National Security talking about how they're preparing a report. Preparing a report now. We're living in it at the moment. Preparing a report on nationwide. And he said that a squad of 33 officers are being sent to support the fire service. So obviously, if you do have to increase the resources at present, you do not have what I would deem as sufficient. And you need to be a little bit more, you know, speedy about getting those resources to the places they need to be. This makes no sense. You have people losing everything. You have children fleeing. You have these intense fires, not on one, but on several islands happening at the same time. And yes, we need to all jump in and help how we need to, but we're not even getting proper instructions in that way. People taking it upon themselves. I saw a picture of someone using a fire, like a regular backyard hose, trying to just do the best that they could to protect their property. This is insanity.
Naughty, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, MJ. Naughty, I love MJ just as much as you do. Glad to hear from her. All I could say is that man is a habitual liar. That's it, and that's all. Now here's the next one.
It misspeaks, yeah.
Here's another one.
Thank you, Texter.
And here's another one. Naughty, this may help you, Abaco, Grand Bahama, and the PRP. For right now, for the low, low price of $550,000, you get a fully loaded 2025 U.S. Fire Apparatus Kenilworth Tandem Axle Commercial Tanker. Look at that baby right there.
Oh, that's a pretty one. Send that bill to the ministry.
Well, hey, 550, man. Just cut the entourage down on the next trip.
And you should be on that fine. The Prime Minister.
Caller, I see you. I can get to you right now. As a matter of fact, let's get to the call. Talking heads.
How you doing, Naughty? How you doing, MJ?
What's happening, Seattle?
Yes, Seattle Johnson. How much people you say they sent here to assist the fire department?
No, they're saying that they're getting ready to deploy.
But I cannot allow you to come on this radio station and use me and MJ's platform to not give respect to the Prime Minister. We know when he speaks, he's like, yeah, fine. People listen. The man says resources were available to Allen. So tell me why.
See, one thing I know when the Prime Minister, like you say, I have this BS meter, right?
Oh, you have one too?
And I have determined the easiest way. My meter now works very simply. If I see his lips is moving, I write it off as BS. Now, you send these 33 people to assist the people with the resources of them, and 2 or 3 weeks ago, you had the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Chairman for the party and a Cabinet Minister who basically was saying that nothing else is needed. They had spoke to the people in Grand Bahama. They had all the resources that's needed, in spite of being brought attention by first by Mr. Kwesi Thompson and followed by Michael Pintard. And he lambasted that that equipment and resources was not on the island, followed up by a voice note. And now it is 3 weeks later, in the height of now what they want to say is climate change and all these different things, are basically saying that they're not prepared. Now, I want you to imagine that you need to send 30 individuals to assist. What level of problems you can anticipate that you need to send 30 people here? Right. So That's more than the entire force, the firefighting force. It tells you the severity of the problems that we are facing in Grand Bahama. But each time this happens, we always have to depend on the resources of the industrial sector. Those resources was acquired by them to mitigate any occurrence or incidents for their facilities until our resources reach them. And apparently now that our resources, depending on them to go out from there, whether it be the airport, the ballpark, or the shipyard or anything else, to fight community fires. It basically sets the trend that we don't, that we are totally unaware. And I could tell you, for me personally, it is a lack of leadership on Grand Bahama. And I go back to saying this all the time. And you recently heard the charge of the affair, Ms. Furnish, talk about the potential of Grand Bahama that we need to move to. And we seem to have this three-headed monster on Grand Bahama, beginning with the Office of the Prime. Responsibility is to set an agenda for the entire island, because we keep saying for 25 years that there can be no economic development of the Bahamas without Grand Bahama. Then you have the Grand Bahama Port Authority, who have also not put out a vision or whatever action that causes the government to act and say that we can't do this because you guys are not acting. And then you have local government, who's like my daughter, gets here this lady, she wants just be home by 6. Wear whatever she wants, long as I buy it, drink whatever she wants, as long as it's water. And so the behemoths have to be concerned that this is about all of us. And so you hear, you have people where the prime minister showed up at the airport and had a full entourage there with the flags and the T-shirts and everything, and then walks out and says, hey, we don't want this to be political. You, those people didn't randomly even knew you were coming. So how did they be at the airport at the right time for the right flight and everything and everything else? But this shows that 3.5 years, that if you go to the Blueprint for Change, you can see at least 3 references where the government promised to address these issues.
We're still waiting for each of them to be addressed.
Right. And so for me, I'm going to simply say what it is, right? And so you talk about being on the spin. The spin about, oh, the FNM didn't do anything in power. This is why we got rid of the Minnis era. And the PLP has been in power nearly 40 years. And we're simply saying is that who do we hold accountable for governance in the last 4 years recognizing these needs? And so we basically need to look at the fact that we have got a new administration who is failing Grand Bahama. And, I mean, I could argue for the rest of the Bahamas, but I'm arguing as a citizen or resident of Grand Bahama. And so for me, let me just say in ending this, right? It is Philip Davis, Prime Minister Philip Davis, who wanted the photos. Lincoln Bean wanted the credit. But Pintat simply wanted to help. And people saw the difference in the priorities of these three leaders and the fact that early in the day, Mr. Pintat did a press release almost 1.5 or 2 hours after the fires began that he had marshaled the resources. 8 p.m., the Prime Minister, Office of Prime Minister, gave another spin, almost assuming that...
I got to get to the breaks, Yalan, so wrap it for me if you don't mind.
And I'm telling you, they just did it at 8 p.m. Hours later, after the fires supposed to be in control, they did a spin as if though... They called the resources to fact, but the record exists that Mr. Pintar did call the resources into play and to assist the fire department for their lack. And so what I'm simply saying is that we need just better governance, and we need to tell the prime minister, stop the spin, stop the gaslighting, and get on with governance. You got 18 months left.
Gotcha, Ziadin. Good stuff, man, as always. Appreciate it. MJ, a lot of issues with that fire. Couple of other headlines real quick before we get to the break. Bribery trial of senior cop and lawyer. Story by Artesia Davis. Amid reported uptick in suicides, Abaco MP encourages those in need to seek help. Story by LaTanya Roberts. And sad news going to the break. Ah, oh boy, we lost the legend. Renowned Bahamian music icon Elon Moxie passed away. And we'll be talking about that on the flip side of the break as well when we get into the buzz. Brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Texas, I see you. Fully loaded. Keep them coming. Call to hang tight. We'll get to you after the break. But as we get to the break, gas tracker, Rubis 541, Esso 543, Shell 542, still way too high.
Ouch.
And with all these fires going on, man, it looked like Abaco burning, Grand Bahama burning, parts of New Providence burning, fire trucks lacking everywhere. Just bring one song to mind. Run the track, Mr. Producer. The classic from Blue Oyster called Burning, because we burning everywhere.
Home in the city, home isn't pretty, ain't no home for me. Home in the darkness, home on the highway, home isn't my way.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the
trip. Trinity Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roof material needed to cover ESN, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars. Well, hopefully they won't need them yet. Drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bonding fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new barbecue bacon ranch sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe, extra large white meat filet, topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed for practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Come to you, you gave me food, clothes, and protection too. You said don't worry about a thing, just show your loyalty, it's the comfort that we'll bring. When I look around, I got papers and passport, working on my visa, I soon gon' be straight. Boss lady tell me, send for family, she can clean the house and iron the clothes for me. Oh. It's a comfort that you'll bring. This matter is serious. We don't know what it will bring. Comfort that you want. We must regulate this thing. Comfort that you want. We don't know what it will bring.
We're back at you. The sound of the late, great Elon Moxie bringing us in, man. We definitely lost a legend right there. And you know what I loved about Elon's music? Elon's music is the get your batcha conch salad, get your cold sands, get your cold collect, get your cold favorite Bahamian beer, get your, you know, get your cocktails, get your sky juice like we say here in Nassau, or maybe gully wash like you all say in Grand Bahama.
Yes.
And do what you need to do. That's that kickback, down home, put your feet up, love yourself, feel good music.
that real Bahamian music.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And Elon and Ancient Man, I really like their music. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of Ronnie.
Right.
And KB.
Of course.
I'm a good brethren funky dude I work with for years.
And now you're going to have to list them all, and you know them all.
Well, all of them. And consider me and Fiance at the Bahamian Bitch at 6 back in the day.
Not trying to leave anyone out.
Not even anybody out. Even Julian Believe. Speaking of, great segue.
Oh, my goodness. That was crazy on social media over the weekend, right? His performance, people's reaction to it, and then just sending around the memes and stuff.
I just would like to let you know, we as Bahamians, we are some disloyal, under-the-bus-throwing, sons-of-gun, fickle mofos when we ready.
Just terrible.
Listen, people, let me just address the irony. For the person who was denied oxygen in the womb and made the comment on Facebook, I couldn't believe I heard Sak Passe Nabule in Julian's song. It's called The Caribbean Slide. He shouts out all the countries in the region. But yet, this is a person who paid top dollar see a Jamaican artist who has a notorious rap sheet do his thing.
My thing
so, is... So in the midst of all this hypocrisy, can somebody tell me what's going on? You couldn't cheer for the Bahamian brother just like you cheer for the Yachty brother and sister? Come on.
It's so crazy, and I ain't doing no long talking on this because people have been beating up their gums all weekend on social media talking about, well, why y'all trying to force us to like Julian Believe being on his... The thing about it is, if you have a Bahamian artist, maybe his songs aren't your favorite songs. Maybe they're not at the top of your playlist. But you have a Bahamian artist.
You're rap for the home
how
team.
How hard is it to show a little bit of support? Nod your head. Snap a finger. Do something. How hard is it to show a little bit of support to an artist? Rapping for the country. I mean, how hard is it to show a little bit of support? Okay, you went on his run. That's fine. No big deal. But my God, to then start running out about, oh, I don't know.
Text her. Don't tell me we can't start with Creole
Praise
because it's
me.
A Bahamian song that, you know what? Let me tell you. Now, I address this like this. That's a Bahamian song for the last 4 years. All y'all been shaking up yourself to, and you know the lyrics in it. So don't give me that, oh, you can't start with Creole. It wasn't a Creole song. I get it if they open with Luby George, Compaq, who he's bringing all the time. I get it. If y'all want to run hard for that, I understand. You got a Bahamian brother singing a song called Caribbean Slide. Come on.
And you know Julian and you know his music.
And Julian, you're my boy. I know Julian. I broke Julian and EDJ Edge back in the day, man. They even used to sing jingles for the morning show. Is it true what they told me that you didn't listen to Naughty? Come on, man. I'm telling you.
It shouldn't be this much fashion
now,
to sow some
because
love
I,
to a fellow
Because
Bahamian.
I know Julian, like, I could also say this. My brother. Remove the crust in your underwear, which is the Caribbean Slide, and drop some new songs. Drop them. And another thing Uncle Naughty could tell you, Julian, use my boy. Sing, brother. Sing. You always have had vocals. You got your Caribbean thing going, but you know what? Use
Bus
the voice.
Bus a tune.
Get a new craze going. You and Johnny Cake and a couple others doing big things with that whip wop, man. Come on.
Yeah, you should have been whip wopping.
Man, you should have bring Johnny on stage and let y'all whip wop them to pieces.
But nevertheless, it really isn't that hard to show. So I remember when we went to a Giants Cowboys game.
Correct.
A Giants Cowboys game in New York, and it so happened that
Bahamian
were performing there. And, okay, so everybody know who let the dogs out, right? So, of course, the stadium is going
and
crazy.
And you know when I had the press pass, I had to go down and be like, hey.
But they played other songs that people are not as familiar with, and they still got the support. Like, nobody was hating on them.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, lying on
but
the song,
lying on this
run.
Let me tell you two things about that trip.
Come on.
I come back up bragging with pictures with Dyson and a couple others. I say, I got them. And then you trump me by saying, well, I was over here in this VIP lounge, and guess who I took a picture with? And it was old girl from...
I think that's when I met Mariska Hargitay.
Why I said old girl. That one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was a fun trip. But the point of the matter is that Bahamians, away from their hometown, got a lot of support.
But I will tell you this as well. I've been doing comedy 27 years, and you know this. It took me 10 years on the road in the States and all of that to say, okay, guess what? Let's do a show for Bahamians. And it took me 10 years for two reasons. One, I know how fickle and stinking y'all are. So I was going to make sure I was real funny for y'all and show you what 10 years, the Bahamas and the road, because there was no comedy scene here. There was jokers, but there was no local comedy scene with local comedians. There was Max, and then there was me.
And then it goes to see all these yesterday, all,
and to see now Dasquay doing his thing.
Isn't it good to see
Sawyer that? Doing his thing?
The legacy of the Naughty One.
And them doing it. I mean, I even see Bernie Mac still, you know, kept alive by Wellington hocking him up every chance he get.
No, man.
Yeah, man.
No, man.
You got to know things about comedy. You can't do other people material and bohemianize it now. Come on. But I even proud of him too, though. I even proud of him because it takes a lot to do it.
Right.
So I'm glad to see.
And that's back to the Julian. It takes a lot to go on stage, to put yourself out there.
Correct.
To be judged in real time, live, 4K.
Everybody that we talked about has gotten a big forward stateside at one point or another, whether it be to perform for Bahamians or to perform like I did for years for straight American audiences. So I'm glad to see it evolve, but it takes you years to get recognized in your own country.
And it ain't hard to show a little bit of love.
And let me tell you something. If I was Jamaican and doing comedy for 27 years, y'all would have done seen me in some wake-a-boom. Jamaica would have pushed me there. Because they get behind the athletes. They get behind their entertainers. That's how we get to pay an arm and a leg to see Vibes Cartel do anything.
Crazy.
Well, me and MJ didn't play. We sat there and enjoyed it like
I
we said we would.
A very good show.
All right, let's get
the free.
So let's, props to Julian. Still, that's Bahamian artists. I support all Bahamian artists,
absolutely,
whatever genre you do. And maybe next time, though, if you got that kind of show, highlight the Bahamian artists that do reggae or soca. And then save this for more of a soca show and we'll fit in and people will be in the mood and be in the forward.
Which I totally get, you know, matching genres and all that. But at the end of the day, you're still a Bahamian artist performing in the Bahamas. It should not be hard for your country, your fellow Bahamians, to show you even
right.
a little bit of love.
And
I don't care what you could be saying, gospel, at hip hop. Show Bahamian artists a love. We need to encourage
and to,
them.
And to all of my Yadi brethren and sister in them, listen good. Whether you here legally or illegally, y'all just be bigging up these artists. When they know Jamaican artists in town, y'all just be right out to all these fets and cooler fets and this and not carrying on bad. So why you not gonna open your ass? Anyway, why you can't open your mouth? What Vibes say? What under your nose? Uno mouth. Open it and cheer for Julian. Because I've been to Sting. I've been to big concerts in Jamaica. And when they bring the foreign artists on, the Jamaicans are cheering them just as much. They don't go stiff.
Yeah, don't let that happen again.
Only us Bahamians do fool following fashion, dissing our own. You didn't have to give Julian no standing ovation. Just give him a forward. In fact, if you started clapping early and he wasn't feeling him, they would have rushed him off the stage and we would not have this problem. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
G to the double N. What's going on, Ghetto News Network?
Hi.
Hi, GNN. Hi.
We love you, man. You're the dynamic duo. I'm naughty. I ain't called too much to run on, but I agree with you and Mary J. 110%. Because let me tell you another travesty. The Red Cross Fair
right.
is the biggest and the baddest fair that help us 365 days a year
yep.
in this country.
Yep.
So who was the promoters who did that smart thing by pulling all them Bahamians from the Red Cross Fair right across the street when the Red Cross Fair this weekend could have been making the bulk of our money? You hear how much them tickets have cost, Donnie?
Man, listen here. Listen, there is no, I mean, it make your nose bleed, the price was so high.
They pull half of the Red Cross per crowd, and we need the Red Cross. See, that money was going on the fourth, that going out the country. That Red Cross money is needed here and around these family islands. But I want to opine to what I just want to take 30 more seconds of you and Mary J. time to thank some people. I would like to thank KC, Crystal, Rule. I would like to thank Attorney Bijan Ferguson. I would also like to thank Attorney Ellsworth, Teddy Darling. And I would also like to thank Attorney Darren Cash. For even although they was moving a little slow, they did a stellar job to get the Valley Boys back on the pedestal where we need to be. God. Thanks for taking
and
my
today
call.
And every day, it's still Saxon in your stinking valley belly. Ah! Go on, GNN.
Thanks, GNN.
All right. Hi, MJ and Naughty. This is Livette from North Carolina. How are you both? I'm definitely listening today. Hello,
Yo,
Livette. There
hello,
you go, man.
Hope you're having a good day.
On the way home, stop over and get a Waffle House. Two Texas toasts for me and MJ with obviously the waffle smothered and covered and splattered. And anyway, I can't say the rest.
Yeah, no, I want Chick-fil-A. But go ahead. I'm in Atlanta. That's all I eat. Chick-fil-A.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Emperor Davis fiddles as the Bahamas burns, but he wants another term. Really?
Didn't we talk about Nero last week? Didn't
Correct.
I mean, it's crazy.
Naughty, how was the Vibes Cartel concert this past weekend? Did you and MJ have a date night to the Vibes music? Yes, we did. And date
got that music for the free.
And it was good. And then we had to play, you know, Rompin' Shop off of Vibes Essential Collection because they didn't play it.
I didn't hear it. Yeah, I didn't hear that
I asked Spice Catch Cramps. good day, Naughty. The actual terminology for our Prime Minister is Prime Minister Philip Edward Trump Davis.
You think so?
Reading it for fun. All right, here we go. Here's a couple. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. There's a song by Briggy Paul. Add it to your Silly Season collection. Not tech up if you can't manage it. All right. Don't take it up if you can't manage it. I like it. Grand Bahama, Barry Islands, Abaco, Luther all had fires lately. Prayers go to all and all need up-to-date fire trucks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Congrats, Naughty, to you. Continue to do your thing. I agree with you and MJ's take on supporting our local entertainers. Man, you got to start at
it's
home.
Literally
first.
Cost them nothing. Y'all and pay y'all in there. Y'all can't just support Bohemian. My goodness.
Good day, MJ and Naughty. I want to know why you are cutting down all these trees around New Providence and all the big trees that gave shades and oxygen. What's happening? We didn't cut down nothing. Now, you know me. I support trees. Trees of many varieties.
Who
I ain't got no problem with trees.
Cutting down trees. I mean, we know about some developments, but some.
The Texans say, why are we cutting down the trees? I don't cut down trees. As a matter of fact, I have seen some other.
I have seen some
areas where
like a gap, right?
Correct.
Trees gone.
And then if you look over on that PI project, there was a lot of deforestation over there as well too. And I don't know why we're, you know, cutting down trees where we don't need to. Sometimes those casuarina trees protect the beach.
Right.
Now, is it because, does it inconvenience you from parking? That's why you're cutting them down? I mean, like, really? Don't you know that trees produce oxygen? We need oxygen. We need to keep the planet green. Let's talking heads. Next one, Mr. Producer. Talking heads.
Hey, good day, Naughty. How you doing, man?
What's going on?
Everything good. Good day, Mary Jane.
Hi, good afternoon.
My name is Mary Jane, like Rick James, Mary Jane.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need a little tag on the little song. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Naughty.
Go ahead,
Naughty.
Bro. Yes,
you
sir.
You know you can't force people to feel what they're feeling, though.
No, and I'm not telling you. I'm not forcing you to tell you what they're feeling, but I'm also telling you that Yenna was shaking up yourself for 4 to 5 years because the song old. I don't give him credit for not changing up his repertoire, but Yenna was shaking up to that. At Regardless and all kind of stuff and Cool Effect and this and that, the boy was performing. So y'all can't say y'all wasn't feeling it because maybe he was feeling it 4 years ago. That's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, feeling, because, you know, you feel it, would you feel it more tomorrow? You feeling that, right?
Correct. I agree. That's why I made the suggestion to him to step up the repertoire, change the repertoire, come up with something new.
But you know what? It is really the repertoire, you know. It's really the performance, man. I mean, you could die as hard as you could, but you know what? If the music ain't right and it ain't coming across, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, but look, now let me play objective here.
You had my own band before, man.
Pardon?
You said
I had my own band before.
You had your own band? What was your band, man?
My band was named Plateau. In the day that I could play, we used to open up for Speed Access. Remember Speed Access? The TV is.
Okay, so then you should know.
Huh?
Then you should know. You could be able to,
you
can relate. Sometimes you get, but hold on. There's moments as an entertainer, and I'm sure you could relate to this, what I call you moments or them moments. There's certain jokes I've been, hear me out. There's certain jokes I've been using in my repertoire for jokers that I know work on the tourists. So when I drop them, I know a laugh coming because they've been getting a laugh for 27 years.
Yeah.
Now, if it don't get a laugh, I can identify the fact that, hey, it's not me, it's them, it's this crowd tonight. Yeah. It's the same way. If you start with your regular repertoire, did you know you get tourists up on the floor dancing, having a good time, and everybody not shuffling?
Let me say just a good example, right? Let me say the old music, right? Look at Ray Charles. Ray Charles been around a long time, right?
Correct.
I want a Ray Charles record, right? That old blind man, right? He rock more than anybody in the band. He feels in a music, and you know what? What's been you that people feel out there? You can't come there and you feel just like everyone dance, this and that. So what you can do is just be started to that, and they put the music on loud. You don't wait like that. Music is infectious. You know, music is touching. Music is just grab people. And you know when it's right, you know what? You could take a whole room and have the whole room in your hand, right? You know? And you know what? My thing with behaving music too, right? You can't have like no dogmatic behaving music. Really, it sounds like Ronnie Butler or KB or whoever. You know what? That's our downfall there. Because you know what? What's in the behaving musician heart is never, never what they think that they manifest because of the dogmatic. Well, it has to be, you got to put them the accordion in, you got to put a little bit of rake and squeeze in. You know what? That there, that's dogmatic. Because guess what? I'm just going to never manifest to be anything if you have that over our head. Honestly, you know? Because guess what? If you ain't feeling it, you can play it. Yeah, you can play it, but if you ain't feeling it, it ain't coming across.
Right. And then sometimes if they ain't feeling it, if it ain't you, it's them, fine. And sometimes if it ain't them, it's you. That mean you got to step up your repertoire, change your routine. Good stuff, Carla. I appreciate it. We soon got to get to the break.
Isn't most of Vibes Cartel kind of his catalog old anyway?
Even though he's put on music,
the big ones are like old stuff too,
pre-incarceration for the most part.
That people like back in the day and appreciate seeing it perform live and all that kind of stuff. I get everything that the caller is saying. I still think, though, that this touches on a greater kind of issue we have in this country where Bahamians need to show our support for our artists. We talk about the orange economy and all that kind of stuff. Even if it wasn't, like you wasn't really on the run with the song like that, how hard it is to give a round of applause to someone who performing for you.
The oldest thing in the business is start clapping early. They will run them. You ain't feeling it? Start that clap. And you know what? You can hear that DJ. Give it up for Julian Malik. Bungie off. See you later.
I just feel like...
Save face and save the show. Keep it moving.
Yeah. I just think that it's not hard to just show a little bit of support to our own.
Let's get to this call real quick. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
How are you doing? I don't think even Julian Malik even thought that he was going to get a standing ovation from the payment.
No.
Because we don't support one another. You know that. The only people who are surprised about this is y'all. I surprise y'all surprised.
We're not surprised,
but we got to say something about it. Yeah. Maybe we could change that kind of culture, you know?
We've been doing this to each other for years, though. The government don't support Bahamians. The hotels don't support Bahamians. We don't support Bahamians. That's just how it is. Most artists actually die broke.
Yeah, you got to have another job or two. Let me just say this. Obviously, you got to look at the promoters and say, you know, how did they think about the lineup? They kind of threw Julian to the wolves, in my opinion, too, because obviously, if you got a hardcore reggae show, get local thing.
Yeah.
For all these years, they've been bigging up and doing all this and bop, 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 and all that. Man, give them a chance. That's their Super Bowl. Let them perform.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. Should have been even more. Thanks so much.
All right, good stuff.
I wouldn't have mind like a ton of Bahamians on before the headliners. Nothing wrong with that.
Naughty MJ, we don't love ourselves. It shows in our support for our local artists and how we choose our leaders. All right. We got to get to the break. We're going to let this go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock. And Pearlie will join
us. Since we didn't get to hear Rompin' Sharp, we'll hear the original music, all right, that the song was inspired from. So there you go. Take some Neo in your belly.
I know, hold on. Anyway.
So y'all like talk about original, but take some Neo in your belly. Oh, I overrode that.
I know.
Yeah, I did.
Only MJ could change up the songs and tell me about my behind it. I want you all to know that, you know.
Yeah, y'all sing Rompin' Sharp to the beat.
Ooh, it's something about kind of woman that wants you but don't need you. Hey, I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Cause she walk like the boss, talk like the boss. Manicure and nails to set the pedicure off. She's fly effortlessly. And she move like the boss, do what a boss do. She got me thinking about getting involved. That's the kind of girl I need. Oh, that's why I love her.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias. It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's Monday, and it's time for my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today is Monday. I got the three balls for you, the tres pelotas. 6-7-1, 6-7-1. That's your three ball for today, Monday. Play them and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
Are you ready to indulge in the islands off the Bahamas? Take off to TCI, hop over to Havana, or fly to Florida? No matter the destination, jumpstart your journey with Bahamas Air, the national flight carrier of the Bahamas. Flyer program and exclusive hotel and car deals. Book your flight now at BahamasAir.com or visit your local ticket sales office in Nassau or Grand Bahama. Bahamas Air, we don't just fly here, we live here.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Bahamas Air, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Going Places, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed. Spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes. So I huff and puff rhyme. Lyrics so sick with it. Set the standard in Atlanta. How to get. So you up and coming rappers wanna diss, just kill it. I'm officially the realest. Point blank period. Whether I still live in the hood or just visit. Whatever you can do in the hood, I done did it. That's why the dope boys and the misfits feel it. Distill the city long as Tip living. Listen, I ain't dead, no, I ain't done, no, I ain't scared.
What? Wrong. What happened nowadays? I know. And hey, listen, you know, from this vantage point, I don't want to mess with you no more. Because I'm looking at you and I'm getting strong Screwface vibes from yeah. White boy, Acha. If uno kill Acha, I going to kill Acha. Then I going to kill you. Screwface, that's your nickname.
So, everyone will go to heaven, but...
Do you have twins? Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want dead.
That movie called? It was a Seagal movie, right?
Yeah, Steven Seagal. I think it was Hard to Kill or something like that.
Maybe.
You saw that movie, Mr. Producer?
That was Steven Seagal.
There you go.
Pearly
got it. Mm-hmm.
And who else?
That was Steven Seagal. It wasn't Hot Kid. It was one with the Jamaican posse in it.
Yeah, the Shower Posse.
And the guy said everybody want dead, but everyone.
Yeah,
Mark for Death.
And another great line.
We got it, Mark for Death.
Another classic line in that movie.
Yeah.
As far as comedy goes, the two Shower Posse members get released and they're up in the penthouse, right? They come in, respect Jimmy Fingers for granting I and I my freedom, Selassie I and all this, right? So God busts in the room, rust him, and break him right up. Arms, legs, everything. The next one look at him and say, yo, what Screwface Gwynn do to me, you could never do for me. And he jumps clear off the balcony. Then Seagal throws the lawyer over. They come downstairs and they ask Seagal, well, what happened? Both believed they could fly and both were wrong.
I remember
classic
that.
Classic line. I still laugh my behind off when I see that.
Yeah, and the classic part, but I think before he jumped, he was like, because Screwface have two head and four eyes, right?
And you can never do me what Screwface do me.
Right.
And he jumps clear out the window. Seagal comes down. What happened? Both thought they could fly. Both were wrong.
Classic.
The worst actor ever was Seagal. He's a horrible actor.
But a great entertainer.
Yeah, man, and he could break you up good, too. That was a classic, though.
I know we're going into sports, but speaking of great entertainers, since we, you know, talking about how we should show love to Bohemian entertainers and help us along.
We gotta get Pearly's take. Pearly, what was your take? I mean,
I watched this young lady. She does like skits and little shorts on Facebook. Her page is called Relatable Bohemian Network, and I saw that one of the dailies did a feature on her. Her name is Adelia Major, but she plays a character called Andrea Mackey. If you guys haven't checked out Relatable Bohemian Network,
office drama.
Listen, that office drama is off the chain.
No, my
I love that. That's so good.
I haven't seen a ton, but the one that I recall making me laugh was one at the Chicken Shack.
I showed
when
you
people come up and you know the typical ordering situation at the Chicken Shack. So she did tap into that part of Bohemian really well.
Shout out to Relatable Bohemian Network. I love that Facebook page and those shorts.
All right. Now,
Pearly's take.
What was your take? Because I know you was in the hood. I know we heard the concert. What's your take on your boy Julian, man?
What Julian say? He get $5,000 or something like that?
Well, that's what they say. He say, I am. Saying.
Yeah, well, ain't nothing funny, nothing more but the money. So if you got your $5,000 in your hand, it's all good.
Right.
You could talk all the smack you want by me as I count this money. Ain't no problem with that.
That's into the bank.
Yeah, but, I mean, I have no way, I don't look at it no way, anyway, I sat down, the only thing I found disappointing the whole weekend is some cars got broken into.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they took somebody's whole trunk from out there, took the whole trunk out the car.
What?
It was a hatchback, but they took the whole...
I don't think they're major big on boys, these are outsiders, because we ain't going to do that.
No. That's disappointing.
Yeah, it was. You know, but like I said, we got to definitely, support Bohemian artists. And in supporting Bohemian artists, sometimes you got to tell them maybe you need to change up your repertoire a little bit, man. You singing this again?
Yep, I agree.
Somebody got to be real, Venom. Pearly, you got echo.
Yeah, I had an echo. I fixed it, I think.
All right, let's check out a couple other texts. Yeah. Naughty, don't know if it's just me, but I miss the old landscape of Paradise Island with the casuarina trees.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Why we as Bohemians don't have local concerts with our local artists? I think they can be just as good or better for the money than foreign artists.
So where do you be, Texter? Yeah, KB is going to have a series of Boatman concerts.
Yeah, man.
As a matter of fact, he's having one October 18 in Rock Sound Eleuthera.
Yeah, man.
All right, here we go. I'm going to get this. Hi, Naughty and MJ. I have USA-born nephews who, when they first came to visit in the summer, were insisting on American cereal for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Once Grammy showed she was not cooking American cereal, she was not cooking anything else except for steamed tuna or corned beef and grits, guess who learned to love it? So much so that in cold Colorado, they have their mother cooking grits for breakfast.
What?
The point is we need to feed our cultural appetites with things Bohemian from primary school and consistently throughout. We have to generate our own demand for what we love.
I agree with that text 1,000%.
And it's a point, too, that I agree with the text, but it's kind of a spinoff of a point that you peeped me to, MJ. And that is, when we were talking about Maya Angelou, and I know Maya Angelou is one of your favorites.
Yeah.
But Maya Angelou, and doing some side reading after, you said, well, you should, you know, check out some of these things. Maya Angelou had a great take on things. And she said, the distress within the African-American community in the United States has evolved because the family dinner on Sunday has disappeared. And basically, as a community, it would be policing. There'd be aunts, uncles, nephews, cousins, Grammy, grandma, the mommy village. And daddy. So if mommy and daddy miss something, here come your Uncle Joe, you know.
Talking your business.
On his third collect, I'm like, hey, nephew, get over here, man. I saw you over there at the number shop. I saw you. What do you mean you doing? Oh, I'm saying it here. I see your mommy there. So what? These family. You can't be doing that. It's policing. Family policing. I know. Hold on now. Next time I go over there, Uncle Joe may see me, so let me not go there. But you'd wonder how people find out, because we didn't have cell phone. We didn't have internet. Didn't have nothing. I had them old rotary phone. So I'll be hot. So we do need to go back to that.
I bet your business used to reach your parents faster back in the day than it does now.
Correct. But it was the nurturing. It was the support. Yes, I could make a mistake, but my family found me out, but they're building me up. They're not going to let me make this mistake again.
Yeah, got to build up our people. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Boy, Naughty, between me and you, call me fingers here, so I blame that person for wanting something that's deep.
That's a really good idea.
You must.
I mean, I'm black, but that's a real. That sugar ain't no good. Oh, Lord.
Now, you know, this caller, you know, there's so many things that are not good for us that we do, and I'm sure there's something that you do, caller, that's not good for you.
Well, caller, I can be honest with you. I happen to be a fan of cereal. And it don't have to be for breakfast either. Okay? And I'm a cerealologist. I'm a cereal killer. I'm just gonna tell you that. I will mash up some Frosted Flakes. I will mash up some Corn Pops. I will mash up the Sugar Smacks with the frog on it. Apple Jacks, A is for apple, J is for Jack. No, cinnamon no, toast no, is a good breakfast, and that's a fact.
Please stop. Please go pearly.
Since we can do this, I am a strictly cornflakes man. I was watching TV one day and the commercial said, take some again for the first time.
Boring.
And I am a cornflakes brother.
Oh.
Boring. If you're going to do that kind of stuff, then you got to go with Tony the Tiger, because Frosted Flakes tastes great.
On an off day, I might try some Frosted Flakes, but that's as far as I go. Maybe Corn Pops. Not much further than that.
I used to eat like the Cocoa Pebbles back in the day before they started putting export only on some of them. And then that color was fading into that milk so quick. I was like, I don't know if it's the cereal or the milk, but something wrong here.
Yeah.
I got back on the cereal altogether.
And then when I'm trying to be polite and right, I do know the honey bunches of oats and stuff like that. You know, the healthy
So proper.
I personally, I'm grateful that cereal names have evolved to new and exciting names. Because back in the day, when we were growing up, we had some boring cereals. I actually thought that they had people who smoked copious amounts of marijuana come up with the name of the cereals. Because remember now, if you think in 70s and 80s, you're coming up with cereal names like Life. Like, whoa, bro, Total. How about Chex?
Chex.
Yeah. Oh. How about a honeycomb?
Wow. Yeah, it was boring. It's much more exciting these days.
Crispy rice.
Cocoa Pops.
Rice Krispies is better. And then there was Mikey and all the cereals commercial. Nastiest cereal ever. Mikey likes it. And then you heard all the rumors. We didn't have the internet back in the day, but when Mikey did them commercials, kids in the States was putting all kind of rumors out about Mikey. Mikey got run over by a bulldozer.
I remember
Mikey
that.
Drowned while they were building a swimming pool. He got electrocuted at band camp.
I think that was probably one of the greatest commercials of all time, because at my age, I still remember, what's this stuff? Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. You're going to try it? I'm not going to try it. Let's get Mikey. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. I can't believe I still remember that commercial.
Well, let me tell you.
They did their job well.
Let me tell you one commercial that is stuck. Caller, I see you again in a second. One commercial that is stuck in my brain from childhood, and I can't get it out of all the commercials, I always still remember it. And you'll probably remember this one too, MJ. Soft drink commercial. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Drink Dr. Pepper, be a pepper. And I used to kill Dr. Pepper for that. Murder.
There was another one that came on ZNS. And ironically, former Minister of Education Jeff Lloyd did the commercial and used to say, it's 8 o'clock, Heineken time. People do all sorts of things for a Heineken beer. But I couldn't realize at 8 o'clock in the morning they're talking about beer.
Oh, Lord.
Pearly, I'll tell you, man. I'm just going to tell you. In my younger days, sometimes beer, remedy.
Lies.
Cure your hangover. Keep drinking what you're drinking the night before.
MJ, I had a stint of the regattas, and that was breakfast many mornings.
Man,
I went to my Long Island regatta. That was breakfast.
Let's go to the phone line.
A mess.
Talking heads.
Not on a jump in the ocean.
What's up? What's up, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly? What's up?
What's up, St. Pete? Hey. What's going on, man?
Man, you know, I told Pearly last week, you know, when I had the accident last year, you know, my knee didn't heal, but so I got to go back under the knife, man. They got to go scalp my knee again, man, on Thursday.
Man, I thought you already had that. I thought you was calling to tell me you all right.
No, I'm getting it on the third. Yeah.
But I'm glad to know you're still over there too, man. And Trump ain't mess with you. That's good stuff.
Oh man, Trump only mess with. Hey, like I tell people, if you ain't, you know, a lot of people came over here. You came to America to try to better yourself. I know a lot of Bahamian people come over here selling drugs and get deported, and you know, a lot of Jamaican guys come over here selling drugs. I said, man, you could have done that back in your country. Why you want to come to America? You come here to better yourself. You know, I came over here, man. When I got my green card, man. I've been to the military. I try to better myself, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have to worry, but, you know, I ain't got no criminal record.
So you good to go.
I've never been in the back of a police car yet, so I don't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing to worry about, man, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of these people, them there, you know, they dumb, but, you know, what Trump doing? But like I said, he campaigned on this stuff, so why should you be surprised? Other, they can do this. They really never do it, so he actually done it.
Now, you know, hey, apart from that, you good though?
Man, I'm great, man. I'm great. You know what I'm saying? I just wanna you know, just gotta give thanks and praise to the Most High, you know, anytime you go under that.
Right, but we're glad you're doing well, and me hoping for a speedy recovery for you and everything to go well for you tomorrow, right, St. Pete? Well. Call us and keep us posted on the knee, bro. All right?
Hey man, I'm gonna be up in the rehab. You know I gotta tune in, man. Come on, man.
Listen to us over there. Call us. We'll be good. We'll make sure and get it out there for you. All right, and shout you out.
Thanks,
all right, bro.
AP.
Be safe. Let's get to the next call. Talking heads. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
What's happening?
One more thing, right? We grew up with Aunt Jemima.
Now best pancakes ever.
Aunt Pearl. You know Aunt Pearl inside the food store now?
Yeah. Remember that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but Aunt Jemima don't exist no more. It's not called but Pearly Mills or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in the food.
Aunt Jemima always could be Aunt Jemima to me. I don't care what the name change. I don't even, if they call her Pearly, do I don't care.
Pure sugar.
And Uncle Ben.
Mm. There you go. Let me get these couple of texts in. Hi, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly. It was accountability to the family that kept the units together. Naughty, we do support many of our local artists. John have been on the ticket with the Vibes Cartel. That was an environment for some of our. I mentioned it already, Texter. If you're just chiming in, I said that indirectly goes to the promoter. You should look at what kind of concert you're doing, what kind of genre you're catering to, and I would have used some of our local reggae artists for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
you got Judah the Lion could have been on there. You got Illis the Willis. You got Jatora. You got plenty of guys you could have thrown in there, man.
Yeah, Jaheim. Yeah, Jaheim. Yeah, a lot.
I get it, but let's be real.
Tone Ash.
When you go to like Best of the Best or some of these other big, you talk about, what was the one back in Jamaica?
Sunsplash, Sunfest.
Like, sometimes you got a little mix of artists. You go down to some of these big concerts, you have maybe a hip-hop artist and maybe the... You know, Jamaican artists.
Jazz in the Gardens is pretty diversified in terms of
its
music.
So I get them that, it wasn't a Bahamian artist that does reggae. I get it. But when you go to these kind of concerts, you get a variety. What that really have to do with it? Like, I hear y'all, but I ain't following y'all.
All right, Carla. I mean, Texter, this is the last time I'm going to do this because this ain't like comedy karaoke. And they're saying, advertising jingles that Naughty knows. But just so happens that you did ask for this one. And this was another one that was... up there too, right after Dr. Pepper in my book, and you think I don't got it for you, I got it for you. I don't want to grow up, because if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid. More toys, more games, more bikes, more cars. You wouldn't grow up,
because really,
if you did, you wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid. Boom.
Yep.
There you go.
And it's probably that same singing.
It was that same singing that caused Miss Malcolm Lord Bless the Dead to roll me out of every Zarvius choir and put a note with me. This child cannot sing. He has a great voice. He would be a great commentator. He'd be a great narrator. He'd be a great mime. But no, he can't
sing. You know what? That's crazy, because back in the day when you couldn't sing, they'd be like, just lip sync. Don't let no song.
Yeah. Whatever you do, Naughty, just do not sing the Oscar Mayer song. We're good.
Oh, we got to do it now.
Oh, break that down. Break that down, Mr. Producer.
We got to do it now.
My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, because Oscar Mayer makes the best B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Boom. Go to the break.
Southern rapper with a swag like mine, facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed, spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor. Original recipe, extra large white meat fillet, topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce. All placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
From October 2025 to April 2026, you can cruise visa-free from Panama aboard Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas for 7 nights of round-trip sailing with direct flights from Nassau. Don't just cruise. Experience it all with Going Places Travel. Ask us today about our airfare, hotel, transfers, and sightseeing packages. Call us now at 393-6900 or visit us at any of our offices in Nassau, Freeport, Eleuthera, and Exuma to book your dream cruise vacation.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability, commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Radio 96.9 FM.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We're back at you on the Monday, March 31st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, along with Mary Jane and Pearly in your company right up until 6 p.m. And Pearly, we got a segue into this. Now, I have put up over the weekend, I have watched your Dodgers do their thing. I watched them get their rings and everything. Made me throw up in my mouth. It's okay. because that disgusting taste was erased by my New York Yankees and those Yankee bats. Those Yankee bats that put up a football score in the first game, 20-9. Those Yankee bats that won 12-3 again yesterday. Major league record. Broke it. It was held by, I think, you guys had 13 at some point to start the season, correct, Pearly?
Let me ask you a question.
And then we passed, I think it was the White Sox or somebody with 16 homers in the first three games or whatever.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me do the right thing. And Bahamian, Josh Rotto Chisholm Jr., Jazz Chisholm, on fuego. Because I support my own. 36 runs in the first three games. Go ahead, Pearly. That's 12 runs a game.
So, the 12 runs a game.
And your bats. Good bats. 1-7 hitting the ball.
That 12 three win. That 16 homers. On this day in March 31st, that gives you what?
It doesn't matter what it gives us. All right? It gives us confidence. It gives us a voice right now.
That is true. True. Swag.
It gives us swagoo. It gives us the ability as Yankee fans to tell you to shut your Dodger pie hole. Even though you're world champions.
We're the world champions. We're 5-0.
Okay. Come to the Bronx.
We swept the Tigers. We swept the Cubs.
Come to the Bronx. Come to the boogie down. Come to the boogie down.
No, I think the Bronx come. We're coming. Don't worry. We've been there already.
That's okay.
Wasn't that long ago, maybe 6 months ago, we were there.
In the words of Tony Montana, some brand new bats we play on beat you again all over in the morning. We don't care. The Yankees are back, buddy. Let me tell you something what Cashman did. Cashman knew you always could take up all the pitching, Pearly. So what Cashman do? Line up 1-7 with hitters who could all hit the ball. And who all got a little pop in their bat.
One thing I learned with baseball, good pitching always stops good hitting.
Until you get to the World Series and you got some big bats swinging and then you get one or two.
Same big bats. I mean, they try to swing.
More times than not, pitching is one World Series. But there has been some times, a la Kirk Gibson in his home run. That World Series, y'all won. It was your bats who won that for y'all.
That was the game. He won the first game with that bat.
But your bats beat the A's.
Oral Hershiser pitched two complete games in that World
Series. Correct, but check the scores, y'all.
I think it was in Oakland, one in L.A.
And check the scores of the game. He got 7 runs in one, and I think 4 or 5 in another. And Hershiser did the rest.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just bats to get it done. And then there's other times, you get by with the 1-0, 2-0 pitches do it.
Sometimes the superstars drop a routine fly ball. We understand all that.
Questions, yeah. All right, first and foremost. Yeah, shut up, Pearly. I heard it. Yeah. That's why he's got 4 home runs and a grand slam, too, all right? In your Dodger blowhole.
That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful.
Pearly, sorry.
And let the record reflect. I want a Dodger-Yankee World Series this year. I want y'all to come back so we can beat y'all 2 in a row. To shut y'all up.
So all right. I can let the texter fix your business. Pearly, sorry. Give the Yankees credit. If your Rudy Poo Dodgers did what the Yankees did, you would have been bragging right now, so much so to the point Naughty would have told you, shut your Dodger pie hole.
And texter is pretty much correct.
Absolutely correct.
But I don't have to do that because I'm the defending World Series champion. I'm 5-0. I don't have to do that. I don't need that for justification or for edification or I have what I need. My World Series, that ring that we collected on Thursday night. No, we didn't collect the ring on Thursday night. We got Ice Cube to ride in a Dodger blue caddy and bring the trophy. And then the next day we got our rings. And then the next day we gave Flaherty his ring.
All right, Pearly, you ready? Buckle up for this one.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly. Naughty and Pearly, what do you think about those new bowling pin-shaped baseball bats that the Yankees are using to hit all of these home runs? What do I think? I think you, Texter, are a Yankee hater who's got something in your craw, but that's okay. It smells like Red Sox, maybe. I don't know. One of those division chalks. Maybe an Oreo. I know the putrid stench of Dodger. Trust me. Smell it every day. The Yankees... Pearly, do you think a Naughty should be?
We don't need no help. We don't need no added extra incentive. We don't need no steroids.
Naughty, should these bats be made illegal?
The traditional way with regular baseball wooden Louisville Sluggers.
Okay. Naughty, should these bats be made illegal, and are they similar to the swimsuits that Michael Phelps and other swimmers used several years ago in the Olympics to make world records? Okay. The bats have been deemed legal by Major League Baseball, so that's where ends and stops with me. Yeah, you're going to have whiny franchises like the Dodgers moan and bellyache, but for the most part, it's legal right now. If the league finds them illegal and it's a valid reason, then they become illegal. If it's some Rudy poo, we can make it illegal because too many other people crying and this, that, and other, and you're all beating the bejesus out of people, then we got a Yankee conspiracy theory going on. So it's plenty for me to talk about within that. But until they make them illegal, they're legal, they're fine in my book. And as long as we keep putting up 12 runs a game, I don't have a problem with that. Texter, as far as Michael Phelps' swimsuit, I had no interest in his swimsuit. Maybe I had some interest in his breakfast cereal, but definitely not his swimsuit. All right? No plan with a man whatsoever. Whatever swimsuit he had on was good enough for me. Legal or illegal, I wasn't finding out. And finally, should new equipment be banned? In my opinion, if it takes away from the integrity of the sport, whatever the sporting, then should be banned. And if it, especially if it offers a significant advantage for one team over another. That's why they should ban the tush push in the NFL. If not for anything, because the stinking Philadelphia Eagles run it, and it gives their stupid fans more verbal diarrhea to just spew out. Which makes, anyway, go ahead, Pearly.
Well, the bat, I don't have a problem with the bat, because if you can't, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you have to be, you still have to hit the ball.
Are you still?
If you don't hit the ball,
you have a problem. Second of all, somebody's going to move to have the bat banned, and they're going to probably fold to them.
Well,
they're probably going to fold to them.
I did just look it up a little bit about what was happening with the bats, because it was such a talking point on social media over the weekend. Apparently, the Yankees front office did analytics. They did a study, and they found that for some players, every single ball was hit on the label and not on the barrel. So what they did is they had the bats made up where they moved
the
a lot
weight
of the wood
to the label
into the label so that
the
harder part of the bat is going
the
to
barrel.
Hit the ball.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's basically what it is. You could debate about...
It's science.
Right. You could debate about whether you think that's right or fair or what. But it's science. And if their bats are legal, then if other teams do their analytics and find that their players do certain things and they could get a similar advantage by doing the same thing, then, you know, even Steven...
Naughty, sing the Duncan. If Duncan want me to sing, they jingle.
I don't remember. Oh, well, that's what in the morning. I don't remember. I just remember the guy in the morning. That's it.
Anyhow. Pearly, we got 2 minutes to get these picks in. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. It's NBA tonight, buddy. We got a lot of games in the NBA. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Make them. We got to make them quick because we got Rich Eisen taking us home with Overreaction Monday, covering a lot of things, NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA. Here we go. Clippers -3 over the Magic in Orlando.
I like the Clippers and the points.
Give me the Magic plus the 3 points. They're getting healthy and they play tough against, they cover well. They do well against the spread.
Clippers trying to hold on to that sixth spot. So,
The Miami Heat -9.5 over the Washington Wizards. Give me the Heat and the money line in that one.
Yeah, I like the Heat to win, but I don't know if they could get that 9. So let's go with the money line.
Pacers -5 over the Kings. I don't know which Pacers team is going to show up, so give me the Pacers in the money line.
You know what? You're right. You don't know which one can show up.
Charlotte Hornets and Utah Jazz, both of these teams suck, so give me the Hornets at home -3.
Yeah, I agree.
Celtics -5.5 over the Memphis Grizzlies. Grizzlies lost to the Lakers last night. They're kind of snake-bitten since they lost their coach. I want to play it safe, though. Boston still plays bad against the spread. Give me the Celtics in the money line just to be safe. But if you want to lay the 5.5, then go ahead with that, too.
But Boston going to probably get Brown back tonight and Cornet. I'm going to take Boston in the points.
Thunder -14 at home against the Bulls. The Bulls play well against the spread. You could take them in the 14 if you want to feel a little lucky. Or you could just play it safe and go with the Thunder in the money line.
Thunder really on a roll. They're playing good basketball. Playing Super Bowl. I want to take the Thunder and the points tonight. I'm going to just feel a little lucky.
All right, Dallas Mavericks -9 over the Brooklyn Nets in Dallas. I'm going to take the Dallas and the Mavericks and the money line in that one.
Davis, game time decision, get a groin pull. I don't know. I'm going to take Dallas in the money line.
I'm going to take the Lakers minus the four over the Rockets. Rockets got some injury issues. I like the Lakers at home minus the four.
I like the Lakers at home minus the four. Yep.
And just so I let you know, Pearly, we already got one in the can today for the day. Kansas City Royals and Milwaukee Brewers over 8.5. Royals won 11-1. Minnesota Twins and Chicago White Sox over 7.5. White Sox won 9-2. And then, of course, this is the one I needed. The Baltimore Orioles, let me shout them out. Had to go over 9.5. They ended up winning 7-3, got me to 10. One in the bag already, Pearly. Things good.
Well, Baltimore and what, the Red Sox?
Yeah, it took them over 9.5. No,
8-5.
Oh, 8-5 now. Even better.
Yeah, the final 8-5.
Right. Okay, there you go. So that took me over to 9.5. So we good to go.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
Pearly, appreciate you. For MJ, for Pearly, this your boy Naughty. We'll see you tomorrow right here. And of course, Mr. Producer, a.k.a. Screwface. We will do it again tomorrow. And of course, we got Rich Eisen taking us home with an Overreaction Monday, talking Aaron Rodgers, Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA. Keep it right where you got it. Say bye, MJ.
Bye, MJ.
Oh, God.
Bye, MJ.
Never had you seen in your lifetime a more divine southern rapper with a swag like mine. Facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such passion to shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime. Out the gutter I climbed. Spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least even the greatest gotta suffer sometimes.
Spring is in the air, and so are the rewards. The Water and Sewage Corporation wants to thank you for staying on top of your bills. When you pay your bill in full, you'll be entered for a chance to win one of three Easter baskets filled with exciting surprises. Pay in full before your due date. Complete the entry form, and you'll be entered to win. Visit our social media pages for details. Hop to it and win with the Water and Sewage Corporation. Hurry, offer ends April 17th.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Hey! What's up, everybody?
I'm ready for some overreaction.
How you doing, Bobby? You good?
I'm
feeling pretty good.
You look great.
I've got my Cubs cardigan on. I'm trying not to overreact to the fact that we're like 2-4. We lost the games overseas. We expected to suck, but I'm still feeling positive.
You're a white tee guy, right? You wear a lot of white tees.
Are you leading me somewhere?
Nope.
Okay, yes. The answer's yes.
Okay, good. I knew that. I just knew that about you.
That's a weird question to ask.
But you got that like Big Bopper look. You know, you like the large frames and the white tee.
Big Bopper, like, hello, babe. That Big Bopper?
Yeah.
Like, R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yeah. Pretty face. You know what I mean?
That's an ultimate reference, and shout out to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I got you. Jay Felly, what's up, man?
Hey, what up, Chris?
I hate you.
So you're saying he looks like Buddy Holly, is what you're
saying.
That's
what I meant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Buddy Holly, deal. Yes. Not the same.
And all those guys are the same.
Great offense. I feel like I am the hybrid baby of Buddy Holly and Rivers Cuomo from Weezer.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I was a terribly nerdy child, and I saw nerds who were cool, therefore I am.
Well done.
Thank you.
You know who's not cool?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wow.
And the thing is, you had texted me this morning about, hey, let's do overreaction, and we had already planned on it without speaking to you, and then you did your Rodgers top five, and this is mine. Aaron Rodgers is not going to play football in 2025.
I feel like that's an overreaction. I feel like he has to have oxygen, and he has to show up on a field in some way to have oxygen. I feel like he may kick the can and make us talk about him. But why would you feel like he wouldn't play at all?
I feel like what's going on? Why are you taking so long?
Like, oh, but he's done this before. This isn't the first time.
But here's the deal. Like last time it was like I went to the darkness and I was 90% retired and then I went to go. Then I was like, oh, I must play for the Jets. That didn't make any sense then. It doesn't make any sense now. And you're running out of spots.
Did you ever see
that? Like, I feel like Pittsburgh is going to come to their senses and be like, we don't want this guy.
Or they're just going to have to come to a deadline. I mean, senses and deadline are like, if he's not ready to go, we can't sit here and wait forever. But you mentioned the darkness retreat, and I think that's funny. But did you ever see the behind the scenes where it really wasn't dark the whole time? Like, he actually had a light he could turn on in there?
So it was all crap, right?
All him's crap. But it was like not just all dark. I do think it is a slight overreaction. I think he may not play at first, but even whenever guys hold out, let's say not even Aaron Rodgers, but let's say they hold out from camp and they hold out, they miss a game or two, they never actually come back and are who we hope they would be because their bodies aren't physically there. And I think that's what would happen with Rodgers if he waited to the last minute. He's now working out with the receivers. Let's say he waits to see what's happening in San Francisco. He's not going to be probably as sharp as he would be had he been with a team. But I think he plays somewhere.
DJ, yes or no?
You know, what you just said makes so much sense. If you know that you're going to play, then sign with a team and start working on that rapport, right? Start working on that timing. All this time that he's taken, it doesn't make sense. So I think ultimately he will end up playing, Chris, whether he signs at the beginning of the season or whether it takes an injury maybe to pull him in. But I feel like we will see him in 2025.
A lot of new quarterbacks in the Big Apple for 2025, right? And they both might draft. Jets and Giants might draft players as well. I would expect them to. Justin Fields, though, is the best quarterback in New York.
I would agree with that. I think Justin Fields can be a really good quarterback. I still do believe that. I think whenever you're a guy like a Justin Fields who plays at Ohio State and everybody around you is awesome, I think you look a little more awesome. And you probably aren't able to get to how good you could be if you were to have played at a lesser school because you get to rely on those receivers. At Ohio State, like, he could just throw the ball up in the air. But I think Justin Fields, we see glimpses. With the Bears, we would see glimpses. With the Steelers, heck, he actually started and played pretty well at times.
4-2.
So he is still young. I think Justin Fields, the worst thing about Justin Fields is that he's a Jet now. He's just going back. It's another bad franchise. But I do think Justin Fields can be a good starting quarterback. So I say, I feel like he's the best quarterback in New York.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn, TJ, said that Fields is ready to break out as a top-notch quarterback.
All right. I'm ready to see it.
Do you think he's going
to
break? I mean,
plus, he has one of those wide receivers.
He's got Garrett Wilson.
Does anyone break out with the Jets? Breakout's tough to go with the Jets.
It would be the first time, I think that's broken out with the Jets. I guess you never know. Let's stay with the actual team that plays in the state of New York, the Buffalo Bills. We've been talking a lot about the last couple of years, running backs, the devaluation of the position, and then you saw what Saquon did last year. I think the Bills are making a big mistake not paying James Cook. There's a report out there that they are not close. They're not even talking about a new deal. They're going to kind of let this ride out. I think this is a dangerous game they're playing.
I think unless you have a Saquon-type back that can do many things, Saquon, McCaffrey, and both those guys have injury histories, although Saquon's been healthy the last couple of years for the most part, I think it's tough to completely reverse course on backs aren't valuable. And so I think if they can't see James Cook doing it at multiple levels, then yeah, it's pretty easy to just grab another back. I think it's just internally what they feel like he can provide. I don't now think backs are super important. I think you can still plug and play about half the league with about half the backs. But unless you have that McCaffrey, Saquon, Derrick Henry, because I think Derrick Henry did a lot to the offense in Baltimore. That doesn't catch a bunch of balls, but he opens up a lot of things. I think unless you have that, you don't use a lot of your cap in the running back. So I don't think the Bills are making a big mistake.
Ooh. Yeah, Brandon Bean's quote was, I don't see us doing any deals anytime soon. So doesn't look like James Cook's going to get his money, but
Buffalo needs a lot of things, too. And it may not just be a James Cook issue.
True.
Buffalo needs, they need a defense. Like, they need, so I can understand, let's say you get 75% of what a Cook is in the backfield, but also you're able to supplement your defense a little bit. Like, I think a bit, you have to look at it strategically. It's a game of negotiation, yeah, which is probably what's happening here publicly.
Yeah, it seems like it. How about this one? Let's move on. We were just talking to Nick about it, the NFL draft. I think this is where we're at right now. After Cam Ward goes first overall, we don't know anything about this NFL draft. Total crapshoot.
I completely agree. Like, what would you? Who do you think goes two right now?
Right now?
Right now.
Ugh.
Exactly.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah, right? It's a complete crapshoot. Here's my Travis Hunter question for you. As a Patriots guy, do you want Travis Hunter?
Oh, God, yes.
And what do you want him to do? Why do you want him?
I want him to play wide receiver.
Okay, but now he's 65% defensive back. You know, he goes... That's what they're saying.
Yeah, but if he's the best wide receiver in this draft, and he's the best defensive back. And if you look at the main need for New England right now, it's a true number one game-changing wide receiver. He can be that, and then he can also play, you know, 40% of the game on defense, which we don't really need him, but that's a strong area for New England's defense right now with Christian Gonzalez and what they've done in free agency and Kyle Duggar back there. And so he can supplement those guys, third down, nickel, whatever, and then really focus on being, you know, the next Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, et cetera.
What do you want him to do as a fan? Do you want him to try to play both ways, or do you want him to be an awesome receiver?
No, I want him to try to do both. We've never seen it before. He was the story of college football. We've never seen TJ, a guy like this, play out there. We've seen guys kind of dabble, but not 100 to 120 plays a game and just be the best player in college. I want him to try to do it. It would be so cool, and I think I don't think there's any reason to question that if he could. It's just, will a team let him?
One more question about your Pats, because I'm fascinated with you drafting at the top of the draft and not trading back for 72 other picks, because my entire history of learning about the Patriots in the draft is, right, we got a top, but let's just trade and move down. Do you want them to draft at the and take a top player, or are you trained to also think you can win championships by drafting a lot of players?
A lot of holes, a lot of needs. It's like a Noah's Ark situation. We kind of need two of everything. Will Campbell has been slotted there for a long time, but is he the fourth overall player in this draft? Probably not. I love him. I love him on a trade down situation. If the quarterbacks do go in the top three, then New England is going to get either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. That would be awesome. Stick and stay. Take one of those two guys, because they can transform your team. You know, in the ways that dynamic players do at the top of the draft. But if they are both gone, then it's make some calls, see if you can move down, add a few extra picks, and kind of go from there. That's how that's my sense of it right now.
The foot injury with...
I didn't like that sigh out of you. You're not an Abdul guy.
I know I am. Sure. I don't know the difference in whenever they are like gaslighting us on, like, you go back to Shadur and they're like, his interview was terrible. When they're gaslighting us so players fall, or if they really have issues.
Yeah. I mean, it's lying season. So you can't believe anything.
Yeah. So that was my sigh.
I understand.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Two more. Speaking of Colorado, sort of in a weird way. You see, Deion got a new deal out there, TJ. Did you see that in Boulder?
Please believe it.
Oh, my goodness. Five years, they open up the bank. They just found some money. Did they find gold in them hills in Boulder? Because they got money to pay Dion now. TJ, I know you believe this. Colorado will play for the national championship in the next 5 years.
Already said that.
Oh, you're out of your mind. I thought I was going to let him talk more. You already, that is your thing?
Oh, yeah, I completely believe that.
Oh, wow. I not because I don't think Coach Prime couldn't. I don't think he'll be there five more years.
Oh, that's the hot take.
That's not even that hot. I would think that.
Why not?
I feel like he'll be an NFL guy in the next couple.
I think based upon everything he says and the way he teaches and wants to lead young men, I feel like college is the best place for him. It's a lot harder, I feel, to get to some already. And mind you, these college kids are getting paid, right? But not like professionals, guys who already have the routines and they're already like there. And I feel like he's better served to get them at the beginning of their career to help put them on the right path. And I feel that's where his teaching and his coaching is best well served. So I kind of hope he stays. But
I feel you, but I would just like to say two words. Dallas Cowboys, you think that situation staying as it is going into this year? I don't. And imagine a couple more years of losing. You don't think they're going to go to Dion first with a couple more years of success at Colorado? And I think he would go and take
that
job.
Can I ask you a question?
I would love it.
Would that make sense for the Cowboys to do it?
It doesn't matter. The Cowboys do nothing that makes sense.
Personally, does it make sense?
The Cowboys do nothing that makes sense.
Okay, well, then you just took my answer. Yeah, because if it makes sense, then I guarantee we're not going to do it. Because we don't do things that make sense,
Let
Bobby.
Me present one other counter. I know, but I don't want to. This is morbid because he was
Bobby.
So. Jerry
do
Jones
it.
Doesn't have a lot longer to live.
That's morbid. You're right.
It is morbid, and so I think things start making
disrespect.
I know. Him, no, he's been awesome to me, but I think things start making a little more sense once the nonsensical folks are not around anymore.
Agreed.
Yeah. I mean,
and here's a half baked, half overreaction, half what I actually think. Take what team drafts. That coach is immediately on the hot seat, and that's going to be Dion rumor time. Because Dion, really, look, if you're him, you're only going to go to the pros if you can coach Shador, right?
Or be the Cowboys head coach. I'd give those two.
Those are your two options?
Yes.
So say he goes to Cleveland. Say he goes to the Giants. Say a mystery team we're not really thinking about. The Raiders are talking the extension for Geno Smith, so I don't know if that's a viable situation. But a mystery team that trades up in the 20s, maybe. That coach is immediately on the hot seat, immediately. And I'm wondering if that's, you know, that's a future Dion spot down the road. But, you know, look, 5 years for Colorado. He's got a 5-year extension. It's a $50+ million. I think he sees that out.
That's very interesting.
Crazy. I would like to amend what I said. If they do go ahead and win that natty, like I think
maybe he bolts after that.
Now then all bets are off. Okay. And then maybe he does go.
Do you feel, and I never thought this until you said that, Chris. And I think that's why you're an award-winning, astute part of this show.
Award-nominated, thank you.
Sorry, I mispronounced winning. So do you think that there would possibly be a coach that is involved in the decision-making with the general manager who probably leans away from taking Shador because he doesn't want that heat to be on him and only for that reason?
100%.
Never thought about that.
But think about this. If the Browns, for some reason, take Shador, do you really think Dion's going to leave Colorado to go coach the Browns, even if his son's there knowing...
Yes.
The history? I don't know, man. You're giving up
the sun.
If you win a Super Bowl with the Browns, you are a god forever.
I mean, look, I get crap because
I know we're still waiting.
30 years, even though we do have five of them things, but they
never
come close
I get
to
it.
Ever
I
winning,
get it.
Bro.
They've never played in a Super
ever.
Bowl. Totally understand. All right, last one. And again, Bobby, this is why we're friends. This is why we are long lost. Brothers, on the day the music died. You hit on this earlier. We started the show with it. This has been the most boring March Madness ever. I'm not into it.
I would say I agree. That is not an overreaction, but I will also say that I live in Tennessee, and that is one of the states where you can legally gamble on your phone.
Sure.
And that makes it a lot more interesting. So just for the games itself, I would agree because you
not
love
in California.
Yeah, I know.
Is that why you have that Tennessee area code?
Yeah, exactly.